Hello, I'm Matt Campbell, and welcome to my second tutorial on writing web pages in HTML. As you might notice, this series of tutorials doesn't really have a name yet, so if you have any suggestions about a name for this series, please email me. I'll give you my email address at the end. In this tutorial, I'll show you how to add links to your website. I'm going to start out by creating a page with a few links to other websites that I like, and then I'm going to add a link to that page on the home page that I created last week. So I'm going to start out by creating a new file called links.html in the VI editor under Linux. And I'm going to start adding an HTML header, much like I did last week. Wait a minute. I don't want to have just the word links for my title. So, I backspaced over the L. In this title, I'm going to include my name before the word links. And the reason for this is that if someone is searching for something through a search engine, the first thing they encounter for each search result is the title of the page. And so you want that title to be brief, but you also want it to be somewhat descriptive outside the context of the whole website. So the way I've chosen to do this is to put my name in the title of all pages on my personal website. So for my title, I'm going to use and then for the first level heading, which I'll get to in a minute, I'll have just the word links, since that's the title of the document. Since that's the real title of the document. Now I'm going to put in a short paragraph of text. Now, to start a list of items without a number before each item, whether the items are links or something else, you put in a UL start tag.
Less UL greater.
And for each item in the list, you start it with an LI start tag.
Less LI greater.
Now, to put in a link, we start with the A start tag. That is, the start tag named the letter A. And there is one very important attribute in this tag. That attribute is called href. I think that stands for hypertext reference or something like that. And the value of this attribute is the URL of the web page or other online resource that you want to link to. So I'm going to put in the href attribute name. And now I'll start the attribute value with a quotation mark.
Quote.
And for my first link, I'm going to link to the ACB Radio homepage. And it's important that you put in the full URL of the link. This includes the http://part. If you were to put in www.acbradio.org, then the user would end up going to a non-existent page. And I'll come back to that later. So now I'm going to put in the URL for ACB Radio.
http://www.acbradio.org/.
Now I put in the text for this link. So for ACB Radio, I could put in something like Now I close with the A end tag.
/A >
And I finish off this list item with the LI end tag.
/LI >
And now I'm going to put in one more link on this page, just so you get the idea. That's the end of this list. I could add more links, but there's really no reason to do so for the sake of this tutorial. So, I finish up the list with the UL end tag.
/UL >
And now I'll finish off the HTML document just as I did last week.
/BOD1> /HTML >
And that's it. I'll save this file and get out of the VI editor.
/WQlinks.h.
Now, I'm going to add a link to this page, as well as an email link to email me, in the index.html file.
vi/index.html. Indexed.
Now I'm going to go to the bottom of the file, read the current line, go up a couple lines.
Hello, my name is Matt Campbell.
Okay. Now I am on the paragraph that I added last week. I'm going to go to the end of that. And now I'm going to start a new paragraph.
/P > YOU CAN.
And now, I'm going to type in the text, links to my favorite websites, and I want that to be a link to the page that I just created. This illustrates that you can have a link in the middle of just about any piece of text. So now I'm going to start with the A start tag. Now, I could type in the full URL to the links page on whatever server I might upload this website to, and it would work. However, there's one significant disadvantage. The URL will no longer work if I have to move my website somewhere else. And so I would have to go back to this file and change the URL. So, instead, we're going to use a feature of HTML called relative URLs. And in a relative URL, you leave off the http://, part, and you leave off the name of the server that the web page is on. All you put in is a path and file name to the page you want to link to, relative to the location of the current page. And for for a simple website, most likely all you'll need to put in here is the file name of the page you want to link to. If you have multiple directories on your website, then it gets a little more complicated. I don't think I will go into that here. So for now, I'm going to put in the file name of the links page that I just created.
links.html > greater.
And now I forgot what I had typed already, so let me review that line again.
File can visit a page with reflinks.html.
And that first word sounded kind of weird. I think that's a small problem with SpeakUp. So now I'm going to put in the text for this link. Now I'm going to close the link with the A end tag.
\A > greater.
And now I need to finish off the sentence with a period.
Dot.
And now I'm going to I'm going to add another sentence in this paragraph with an email link. Let me put a comma there. And now I'm going to put in the email link. This starts off just like any other link.
\A \HRE = quote.
And now we have something a little different. The URL for an email link has the word mail to, followed by a colon, followed by the email address to which you want this email link to point. So, in my case, it would be
mail:colon.
And though I have an ACB radio email address, for my personal website, I'll put in my primary personal email address.
\body > greater.
And we heard /body because apparently we just went over to a new line on the screen and some scrolling took place. Now I'm going to put in the text for this link. Now I'll close the link.
\A > greater.
End the sentence.
Dot.
And close the paragraph.
\B > greater. Greater.
That's it. Now I'll save the file and get out of VI. Now, I want to briefly test out what I've done by viewing my homepage in the link's web browser. Yeah, another advantage of using relative URLs in your links to other pages on your website is that you can view the pages on your own machine before you upload them to the server. And then when you upload them to the server, the URLs will still work. So that's a very nice feature. So now I'm going to get into my home page with the link's web browser. I'm going to have SpeakUp read the screen.
Matt Campbell's homepage. Hello, my name is Matt Campbell, and welcome to my homepage. I'm a computer science student in Wichita, Kansas. You can visit a page with one links to my favorite websites. If you wish to contact me, you can too send me email. File.
And this browser puts the cursor on the first link on the page by default. And the first link is the link to my links page. How many times can you say the word link in one sentence? So, to go to the links page, I'm going to press enter.
Getting up, Matt Campbell.
And now I'm going to have SpeakUp read the screen again.
Matt Campbell, links, here are some links to websites I like. One, Mac Radio, it's out of sight. Two, sir.
Now, I'm going to follow the ACB Radio link. again by pressing enter.
Getting blue.
And I'm going to have SpeakUp read the current line.
Looking up www.techradio.org.
Well, it looks like there might be a problem with my net connection, but you can hear that it's going to acbradio.org, so apparently the link I put on the page works. So now I'm going to get out of links with Control C.
Edit.
And that's it for this week. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other comments about this tutorial, including suggestions about a name for this whole HTML series, you can email me at matt, M-A-T-T, at acbradio.org.